Iran's Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan says Israel's recent deadly attack on Syria's Golan Heights will not go unanswered. He said last week's airstrike will receive a response in due time. Several fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement and an Iranian commander were killed in the attack. Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says European and American youths should not consider terrorists recruited by their own governments as representatives of Islam. He said the Westerners should receive knowledge of Islam from its primary and original sources, namely the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad. Spain's lower house of parliament has passed a bill that tightens political party accounting rules as part of measures to fight corruption. The bill adds a crime of illegal financing of political parties to the penal code. Spain is preparing to hold general elections at the end of the year. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power has accused Russia of pursuing what she called an occupation plan against Ukraine. In response, Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Churkin criticized Kiev for undermining the peace agreement by boosting its military presence in eastern Ukraine. In the U.S., a newly released video shows a tense traffic stop in New Jersey, which ended in police killing of a black man. The killing happened on December 30th after police allegedly saw a gun in the glove compartment of the car. In South Sudan, warring sides have signed a deal to put an end to the year-old civil war there. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar signed the deal after talks in Tanzania. Fighting first broke out in December 2013 when Kiir accused his SAC deputy of attempting a coup.